go to the seaside. Riverside. So Janan Prabhu is perfect manager, so he didn't allow us to go there. Here is more peaceful. Here is hot. The water, the grass, the grass.
So it's hot. Water, the riverside is better. So next time you should let us know so we can assist you. Managing things. So we can arrange to go there. So we have natural atmosphere. Flowing river. Very, very peaceful, pleasing. You hear the sound of the flowing river. It's refreshing. So very refreshing. And you hear the sound from the running river. And birds chirping. Very pleasing. You see the green leaves, trees, and creepers. Very nice. Cooling. The heat of material energy. It's natural to be by the riverside. So anyway, we are here. And we have been talking about disciples. Disciple. So we want to see that we meet once a month. We should meet once a month. It is necessary to meet once a month. And discuss. Every company they meet. Is it not? Is it true? What do we discuss when we meet? How to improve. Every company, like October, November, they have a stock taking, right? Stock taking. What did they do? Calculating they look at the activities for the whole year. You see the gain and the loss. And we plan for the next year. Is it not? Devotees, we should do the same. Should do the same thing. We call people karmis. They have life, we can learn from them. Right? They have life, we can learn from them. When the karmis are more addicted at Hare Krishna devotees, to their single Krishna. What if we also become addicted to our Krishna? Become Krishna addicted. How wonderful life would be when we become Krishna addicted. So we should meet to discuss how to become Krishna addicted. We should meet. We should look at our activities for the year. What was the quality of our japa? What was the quality of our relationship? Okay. Space. What was the quality of our relationship with each other? Co-brothers, God-sisters, devotees in general, what is the quality of our relationship, our association? This family, Prabhupada has given to us. We should discuss, how are we using it? How do we relate with each other, every devotee? Do we call a brother, a sister, we are not seen for a month? Do we do that? You are not seeing a brother, a sister. I'm not talking of a brother, a sister in terms of you having the same guru. It's gone. Devotee. We are all devotee. Do we, like a temple, this temple, we have regular congregation members who come here. When we don't see each other, do we recognize that I've not seen a sister, a brother? A month now, a week, a month. We call to find out what is happening. Stop taking. It is compulsory for us to do this. If we don't take care of devotees, we will always remain lacking. If you don't take care of devotees, we will always be in need. In need. We have services and we have so many devotees, but we're looking for devotees to do their services. Because we're not taking care of devotees. Therefore, devotees are not there. We should meet to discuss how we can improve our spiritual life. What are the things we didn't do this year? What are the things we would like to do next year? We should discuss. It is necessary to discuss this. In the Bible, it is said, if you are angry with the person, if you are angry with the person, we should resolve it before you sleep. Resolve it before you sleep. You should settle it before you sleep. Don't take it to bed. Before you sleep, my misunderstanding with you should be resolved before we sleep. Don't take it to bed. It should not be extended. And some of us are extending it for a month, years, lifetime. It's dangerous. It is dangerous. We don't want all of you to be like that. If you are a disciple, then you should not be like that. You should try to make the difference. Making difference is not because my guru dev sleep once, eat once a day, then all disciples should eat once a day. That is not the difference. Okay, my guru dev beat back is Radharani, so all disciples beat back Radharani. I did not know the difference. The difference is we are following Krishna consciousness strictly. We are not keeping any person negatively in the mind till we go to bed. We should remove it before we sleep. Someone offend us today, or we are offended by somebody, we should resolve it before we sleep. Don't extend it. We should discuss. We want to see that all of you are reading regularly. Reading. read every day. Every day it is compulsory to read. Okay, I don't know how to read. How will I handle that? I don't know how to read. Yes, but I don't know how to read, so how will I handle that?
Somebody who knows how to read can read to you.
Somebody who knows how to read, so at least your daughter or your son knows how to read. She read for you. And now we have Bhagavad Gita in all languages. French, Creole, no?
Very soon,
Mother.
Very soon.
Oh, very soon. In Hindi, yes. Hindi, oh, Marathi, Telugu, Tamil. And here you read with English. So, our scriptures are, it is compulsory that we should read every day. Every day. It is not an option. It is compulsory. If we don't read, a foolish person will make a fool of you. By expanding his or her own foolishness, you will also accept, because you don't know. If you read, you will understand what is in the book. If someone is saying something different, immediately you will know. You will know. You know how to defend yourself from being cheated. If you don't read, you cannot understand. You will accept everything which is told, is said, you accept. It is good or bad, you accept. It is compulsory, we should read every day. We should make it a habit to read every day. And if you want to succeed in doing this, here is technology to be applied. You want? Anywhere you go, take a book with you. Anywhere you go, you are going to office, you are going anywhere, supermarket, anywhere you are going, do what? Take a book with you. If you don't take a book, you are thinking, okay, every day I'll be reading 6 o'clock, every day I'll be reading. You are not the doer. You are not the authority. You are not the controller. Okay, I've set my calendar. Every day, 6 o'clock, I must read. Yes, you should plan like that. You should plan like that. You should plan like that. In addition, anywhere you go, take a book with you. Why? In this material world, there is no guarantee for anything. There is no security. So on the way, you should read something. Because you have set time, 6 o'clock, be reading. You think Maya is not watching you? You are not watching, but Maya is watching. I mean, waiting when there is 6 o'clock, you get a phone call. Your wife is in the hospital. Will you read? Huh? Does anyone expect that? And my wife be in the hospital at 6 o'clock tomorrow? And my husband will be something tomorrow? Anyone expect that? Is it not happening? Has anyone ever prayed for accident? Krishna, please give me accident. Has anyone ever prayed like that? But is it not happening? So you should plan ahead. Any devotee want to succeed, you should plan negatively and plan positively. Don't plan only positively. You are not a good manager if you plan only positively. You are not a good manager. Plan also negatively. What is a negative plan? Okay, I want to pay a visit to a devotee, and it takes 1 hour. You should leave 1.5 hours before. Don't leave 1 hour. Don't leave 1 hour. You should leave 1.5 hours before. Because if there's any emergency, you will arrest it before your time. But if you leave exactly 1 hour and there's a traffic on the road, what will you do? You'll be late. Plan positively, also plan negatively. But so take a book with you. You are going for shopping, you are going anywhere, take a book. So the way you read something. So that if something happened by 6 o'clock, you have already fulfilled your vow. You have already read. You'll be free. So you want every devotee to read every day. It is compulsory. We should read. It is compulsory for us to eat. It is compulsory to read. And try to attain all programs. We should try to attain programs. We must be attached to our services. Not position. I'm not talking about position. You should not be attached to position, you should be attached to service. Attachment to service, not to position. Position will change, but service will remain. Service will remain, either is pujari service, or cooking service, whatever. The service will remain, but position will change. If a devotee should be attached to service, not position. Service. And it is compulsory for every devotee to have service. Now it's very difficult to get devotees who have been even long in the movement initiated, because the management feels devotees are not interested in service. This is the feeling from management. The devotees are not interested in service. Okay, now Guru is there, they are coming. When the Guru goes, nobody comes. This is what we are hearing. We are hearing like this. So we don't like it. We want all of us to become advanced in our Krishna consciousness, that our private life and public life is the same. The same. One life. You understand? Do you understand? Our private life and public life should be the same, not different. That takes purity. To do that, they require purity. Purity. And that is what we want. Purity, proper sense, is what?
Force.
It's a force. Purity is a force. So we all need to be pure. We should be pure. To be pure, we should practice the process of purity. Our private life and public life should be the same. That means what we do inside be the same thing we do outside. What we do outside should be the same thing we do inside. What it means? Purity. So, if we are present regularly in a temple because the Guru is there, we should also continue the same thing. One is not physically there. Because you have service in the temple there, so if you are not physically there, how are you going to do the service regularly? To do the same regularly, you have to be there. So what we are doing now, you should continue. Eternity. Because we are going to do the same thing up there. We go to Goloka. Same thing we are going to do. Regular. Nitya Seva. Nitya Seva. It's eternal, not sometimes. We want to see all the devotees living a sampradaya life. Do the right thing even if nobody sees you. We should learn to do the right thing even if nobody sees us. If we do the right thing only when someone is seeing us, means we're not mature. It's artificial. Character. Character means what? We do the right thing even when nobody sees us. We do the right thing. Where's the right thing? How to do the right thing all the time? Not mixed. Not sometimes. All the time. Do the right thing. I do the right thing only if someone sees me. A duplicity. Do the right thing even when nobody sees me. That is what? Character. That's character. And that is what we are. Sometimes people tell us something, we hear something, people talk about us. But the thing people talk about us is different. The thing people talk about us, the quality people give to us are different from the qualities which we really are. The qualities which we really are is our character. The character. Someone say, oh, you're such a nice singer. That is what people say about you. Oh, you're a very nice cook. This title people are giving to you. Oh, you're a very nice devotee. You're so famous. The best man, superman, super lady, beautiful, handsome. This thing people give to us, but what we really are is our character. We want to see that we have character. Because character is what? What is character? Power. Character is power. And people say that knowledge is what?
Power.
Knowledge is power. But character is the father of knowledge. Character is the father of knowledge. Is the father. So those who have character, they have power. They control the world. We are expecting to see that we are becoming devotees. We are really becoming devotees. We are really becoming devotees. Therefore, all the good things we have ever done. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing? All the good things we have done to people, forget it. Don't remember it. All the good things we have done to people, we should not. All the bad things people have done to us, we should not. All the bad things people have done to we should not. I want to hear. All the bad things people have done to us, we should not remember, we should forget it. Don't go to bed with it. Forget it. Forget it before you sleep. Difficult?
Do not fail.
All the good things you have done, you should forget it. Should never forget the holy name. Never forget the holy name. Never forget the holy name. Don't forget the holy name. That's our priority. My one priority in our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shouldn't forget. Should not forget. Should not forget. Apply the spiritual technology. Applied spiritual technology. In Bhakti Sastri, it is called personal application. It is called personal application. Yes. Personal application. I know here in Mauritius, I know many devotees who have more than 20 certificates. More than 20 certificates from all the seminars we have attended. Is it not? 20 certificates from seminars we have, we have attended. Is it true or not? So many certificates. Personal application. Personal application is required. Not the seminars, but the application of the seminars we have been attending. It is very important. So we make this New Year resolution. Therefore, we should come together to see how we are encouraging each other to keep to this. We should meet once a month to see what we can do to assist each other to become conscious of our spiritual life. Communication. What is so important in writing someone a letter or call a person on the phone? What is special? What is important in writing somebody or calling someone?
I have in mind.
You're thinking of that person. You cannot call someone without thinking there of the person. You cannot write a letter to someone without thinking of that person. Is it not? You cannot just you will be thinking of the person before calling that person. So what happens is we are thinking of Krishna. We are thinking of a special master to write him a letter. Eh? What happens? If you think of a devotee, you get 100% of that devotee's qualities. If you think of a devotee, suppose you think of a pure devotee, what will happen to him? You become a pure devotee because you will imbibe all the qualities of the person you think of. If you would think about the demon, what happens? You become demonic. Therefore, those who are very civilized, those who are very wise, they said what? Show me your friend.
I'll tell you
what does it mean? Yeah, show me a friend. I'll tell who you are.
Yeah.
Means that the person you associate with, you get the energy, the quality of that person. That's what it means. So you are thinking of a pure devotee, you are thinking of Krishna. Why are we chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna all the time? Because you want to get Krishna's qualities. So you are thinking of the spiritual master. You are thinking of devotees. Not negatively, probably. Therefore, it is very, very important for us to communicate. To communicate among ourselves and to the spiritual master, to communicate. We should do what?
We should
communicate. Very important. Is it chill? Is it chill? Is it sleeping? I have to sleep. A disciple who goes 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, no communication means what? What is that devotee saying? I am alright, so I don't need guru. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine, so I'm okay. I don't need. But any devotee who feels I'm fine, I'm alright, is very secure in the hand of Maya. Very secure. Maya has locked the person up and is keeping the key. No escape. The moment the devotee thinks I'm alright, I'm fine. That means big Maya. Big problem. A disciple is not dreaming of the spiritual master. It means what? No dream about their guru.
Not connected.
Not connected. And not thinking. You're not conscious of him. So why will you dream? So we should understand what we are doing. We should understand what we are doing. This Krishna consciousness is what? A movement. Is it not? It is what?
Movement.
A movement means what?
Moving.
Moving. If you don't move, you are in the movement?
No.
If you don't move, are you in the movement?
No. You are not moving, you are not in the
movement. It's a movement, Hare Krishna movement, is it not? It's a movement. It means all of us who do what? To move. If you don't move, Maya will move us. We should move. It's a move. It's a movement. Can you imagine you are standing in a very crowded place, people are passing all directions, you are just standing in one place. What will be your association? Tell me. In a very busy, crowded place, and you are just standing, people are moving, and you stand in one place. What will happen to you? Now you tell me. Huh?
Stampede. They will step you down or kick you out.
Someone will kick you from this side. Someone will kick you from that side. You will kick you from this side. Kick you from the back. You be happy? Therefore, we should move. If you want to be happy, move. It's a movement. To move was consider our sadhana as primary. Our sadhana should be the primary focus. The devotee wakes up, just wake up from bed. What's the first thing in the mind? A japa. Anything else that comes to your mind is Maya. And that shows how Krishna conscious are we. How Krishna conscious are we? When we wake up in the morning, what the thing that is taking our attraction? Sitting down in the bed, not doing anything.
WhatsApping.
Yes, WhatsApping.
Facebooking.
Or just sitting there, nothing. Thinking how miserable the day is going to be. Yesterday was so terrible, another day has come again. Ganga Prasad, that is unusual. Unusual. It means it's not normal. It's unusual. Unusual life means we have lost our friend, the holy name. Lost a friend. Therefore, one live unusual life. So devotee wake up in the morning. The first thing is japa. No time to waste. If you chant very nicely, the day will be a wonderful day. If you don't chant nicely, the day will be a very bad day. So good or bad day depends on a chanting or not chanting. We don't want any devotee here to keep his or her japa till night. Very dangerous. It is very, very dangerous. Risky life. There is positive risk and a very dangerous risk. Positive risk, very auspicious risk, is taken by pure devotees who have compassion for living entities, and then they are going out of their own way to devise means to help people become devotees. That is a auspicious risk, it should be taken. Dangerous risk is to keep our japa till night. Risky life, very dangerous. Or the next day. 16 now. Drag from morning to night and the next day. Risky life is risky. Should finish it early. You do a very nice job. Your cooking will be very nice. Your day's activity will be very nice. Everything you do after that is very nice. Japa is very bad. The whole day is bad. So to keep us abreast, we should meet and discuss how to help each other, to support and communicate with the spiritual master and monks. To call. To call is personal. WhatsApping is impersonal. Impersonalism. In the personality society. That's impersonalism. Yes. You spend long time typing messages, and then you can easily talk in 5 minutes. Then you spend less. You spend less when you talk 5 minutes than to spend more than 5 minutes even to send text message. Impersonalism. You think that when you hear the voice of your guru, it's the same when you just send a message? You think it's the same? Cannot be the same. You hear the voice, the energy will be transferred into you. you'll be different. You'll be different. Even a moment, you'll be different. In 1 second, different from the 1 hour you spend WhatsApping. So we want you to look at how we are functioning as Krishna conscious devotees, so that we can know how to adjust ourselves. But 2017 will be different from 2016 in terms of quality. Not that 2017 will be green day. People say Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Is it a green day or blue day that makes a difference? The same thing you're going to get. 360 days make 1 year. The same you get every year. So what makes the year new? So consciousness. The consciousness makes it new. That certain thing I couldn't do 2016, I'm able to do it 2017. So you are new. Consciousness is new. To make our consciousness new, these technologies have to be applied. So we are giving you the technologies for application. And we require personal application to come in. Personal application. Question? Yes,
sir. Has one happened to eliminate T, making a grudge during his whole lifetime, his next birth?
Go to hell. Person maintain household accident till death, go to hell. It's not recommended in the scripture. One should give it up at a certain stage. Even if you are live, if you still live together, you should live together as brothers and sisters, not husband and wife. By both of you chanting and doing service together, everything together, Krishna consciousness. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. He has brought something so special in our life that changes everything positively. It is very, very inauspicious for one to remain a householder till death. It's not recording the scripture. Should we stop at the stage? Or should we flee to prepare for death? There's a time, 25 years, to prepare for death. That was scripture recognized. And now we are functioning outside the Vedic culture. Vedic culture. Vedic culture, civilization is that 5 years you go to Gurukul. A Gurukul is compulsory even for a person going to be sannyas tomorrow or Banaprasa tomorrow. It is compulsory because that is the foundation. Everybody is trained to be brahmachari. After 25 years, then you decide to continue or to change. Then you change 25 years. After that is now 50. Now that you should add 25 to 25. Now you're 50. 50 retirement. For retirement also 25. Vanaprastha. A sannyasi, you are 75 years. When you are useless, it takes sannyasi. That is how people consider sannyasi, those days. But now it's changed. It's changed. See, if we are going to follow that, what is the guarantee that some of us are going to reach 100? I will not reach 100. How many people reach 100? And even if you reach 100, you become a burden for your family members. Nobody will like you. So even as you will not like you. Your son is in London. Your daughter is in Frankfurt. Who is there with you? Nobody. That's the end of my trust struggle. You work so hard, sleepless night. At the time you are most, you needed them the most, yet nobody is there with you. Nobody. And we are also bringing that culture to Christian consciousness. We are not taking care of devotees. The devotees are young, they do service for the movement. When they get old, they're sick, nobody cares for them. They are abandoned. Nobody visit them. Nobody even remember that, oh, such and such person was serving this movement. Let me call him and find out. I'll call him and find out. Nobody remember. But now we're very happy. His Grace, Nathan Dharma Prabhu, and Anaga and Jerry. They brought one devotee here because she's very old. She has been serving the movement for years. Now she's old and sick. Nobody cares for her. She's in the hospital. Nobody goes there. She came out alone. And she's staying with her son who is taking care. And the son has traveled for days. So I'm going to bring her to stay here and take care. Thank you very much. Thank you. We want to see this in practice, caring for devotees. We are talking about trust. How would I trust you when I know you don't care for me? How would I trust you? How would I trust you? And if I don't trust you, I cannot give you my best. If you expect my best, I should have trust. I should have trust in you. You should show me some sign of responsibility. Then I will trust you. When I trust you, I'll give you my best. If someone served the movement for years, he's old. He's sick in the hospital. Nobody knows that he's sick. Nobody cares. It's very dangerous. It's a dangerous signal to the movement. Should not be like this. So care for each other. Now we should start it. Not that this will continue. We should stop this. By how we relate with each other now and see each other as brothers and sisters. Keep together as a team. We should keep together. We want to have a community where everybody cares for everybody. Everybody living for everybody. As society Prabhupada gave to us, but we are changing it. So we should start to practice it. We should start. It is good for us because we are laying foundation for our children. Right? So we should give it up as a starting stage. And devote the time for serving Krishna, chanting Krishna. So at the time of death, we will remember Krishna. The devotees will be there. If you don't care for each other, how are you going to help devotees to become, to leave the body peacefully? If I don't know you are sick, how will I come? To know somebody is sick, we should check. If you don't see a devotee, we should call him or call her. I didn't see you for a few days now. What is happening? You are sick or something happened. The person will stay. You should be there to help. Don't call the person, and when the person tells you, oh, Prabhu, I'm very, very sick in the hospital. Okay, I need somebody to go and buy me some medicine. I'll come and see you in the evening because I'm too busy. You understand me? You understand what I said? We are discussing, we should care for each other, we should call a devotee we don't see. Now, okay, I didn't see a devotee, I just called a devotee. And the devotee is telling me he's sick, that's why he didn't come. I need someone to go and buy some medicine for me this morning. And they are telling the devotee, I'll come in the evening. Because I'm very busy, I'm going to work now. I'll come back in the evening to buy the drugs. We shouldn't do that. In other words, we should not just do things. Because, yes, I called. You remember I called you when I didn't see you for 3 days. I called you. That's nonsense. You call a devotee and the devotee says, oh, I have this difficulty. Go there immediately. Do something to arrest the situation. The person feels, yes. It is not a mistake I made by taking to Krishna consciousness. It's not a mistake. It's the best thing I've ever done in my life, to take to Krishna consciousness. We should make every devotee feel like that. It is our responsibility. to live our life in such a way that all the devotees are feeling that they didn't make mistake taking to Krishna consciousness. It's the right thing we have done. Not speak big philosophy and do nothing practically. Because philosophy alone will not change any situation. Can you tell it, speak philosophy to a drug addict and he will change? You have to do something practical, take him or her to an environment suitable for that, right? But they have practical solution. Okay, here, all the friends who have been doing the nonsense work, out, they are not here. The new friend that doesn't do it. It's something practical. And here, we do this, we do this, we do this. For the whole day, we do this thing. In the moment, the mind is out. So you forget it. Alright? Any question? Give you 15 minutes. Any other question? So ask a question now. Yes, sir.
Once a month?
Yes.
We, all of us are living far away from each other. On Sundays, we are not free. We have service. There are festivals coming. We have this, we have that, many things. So, how can we do it to meet? Because
as we plan all our material business, we should plan our spiritual life. Is anyone here who is working that have no problem in the office? Show me. I want to know, please tell me. Is anyone here who has no problem in the place we are working? Have we stopped it? Huh? We are still working, is it not? So why we cannot do the same thing in our spiritual life? We should find a day. We should find a day. And if you miss because of circumstances, it shouldn't be a regular thing. All the meetings, I'm absent because I'm very busy. It's not because I'm very busy, because you're not interested. Otherwise, at least you will attend 3 or 4 out of 5, or whatever. We will attend some. And the one you didn't attend, you have to make an arrangement to hear what we'll discuss, what are the plans to do, and you follow it up. Right? We should do that. Otherwise, there's no person here who has nothing to do. Everybody has something to do. When something is important in our life, we'll find a way to do it. When something is not important, then that thing becomes a difficult thing to do. The thing we want to do, we like to do, it will not be difficult. The difficult things are the things we don't like to do. We don't want to do it. It becomes very difficult. There are so many 1,001 excuses, reasons, and all are justified. You can quote the scripture to back it up. Bhagavad Gita says one cannot even maintain this body, his own, her own body without walking. So, I'm working. And my company, they don't give me leave. So I didn't come for the meeting. It's not perfect. Bhagavad Gita, it's not you. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said. But after quoting Bhagavad Gita like this, what happened? Frustration. So what is the use of quoting the Gita? Or defending our deviation. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, you said a second great devotee, as soon as he hears the instruction of the spiritual master, he executes it.
Yes.
So So the question of the issue of meeting is an instruction, the way I understand it.
Yes.
And if we have come to the level of second-class devotee, we have to execute it.
Right.
And that the third-class devotee, when he gets his instruction, he does it in his own time, when he wants, when it is necessary, procrastinate, and he may never even do it.
Right.
And fourth-class will never follow. So from what you said, I think we are building an atmosphere where people raise from at least second class to first class.
Thank you.
So meeting is an instruction, not an advice. And it has to be executed. And if it has to be executed, we project, okay, once in a month on the 25th of next month, we all agree. Means that day, you must crave indulgence, shelve every other thing and attend. Then only you can follow the instruction. If you don't give up something, you cannot get something else. So that's my contribution.
Very good. Thank you. Right? Okay. Good. Stimulate the mind so we can think. That's very good. Any other questions? About 10 minutes to spend with you. He asked me, will explain to you. Don't be in darkness. What's the question? You don't have to. Yeah? Have a question? Yes? Yeah?
If you are saying something wrong, how do we approach that person?
If you have said something wrong to a person, if you see something wrong with the person, what should be our approach? According to Vaishnava Tika, if you are senior, don't go there. If a person is a senior, don't go there. Tell the person on his level or her level. This is what I was at. It's not speculation, but this is the observation. You can give practical reasons to make it very clear. I have seen this, I saw it like this, several times. This situation like this happened. So you tell the person on his level or her level that this is my observation. Please help me handle it. If the person is superior to you, if the person is your equal, then directly. Don't go and stay behind. You should tell the person directly. And Prabhu Mataji, I saw something like this. And these things will not help this environment or anybody. Please, I will humbly request this. So A is human, so I know maybe it's a mistake, but she don't do this. Friendly, not a figure. I'm superior, listen to me. I saw you that day, this is what you do. Listen to me, I'm your senior, so I have to tell you this. No, that is not good. If you, the person's ego will be, and nobody will like, even if it's correct, you will not take it because the ego has been touched. You say it nicely as a friend. If a person did not act on it, if he continues, then tell his or her friend. If it doesn't work, tell the authority. If it doesn't work, pray to Krishna. Pray to Krishna to take care. That is how we should function. Understand? It's our junior, should tell. But not in a very condescending way. So nicely. Very nicely. We consider the person very carefully. Like this morning we're talking about austerity of speech. So we present it nicely. Right? Clear? You follow it, it will work. You don't ask questions. How do you know we're having good relationship with the brother or the sister? How do we know? When we care for a person, we want to see all the good things happening in that person, like we care for a person. So if a person do something wrong, a brother or sister do something wrong, so if I care for the person, then I should be open without anything in mind to make it known. Let's see. Sometimes we do something with a different mind, and it is perceived by others differently. So sometimes I think I'm wonderful, but other devotees are not thinking like that. They are thinking differently. So somebody else needs to tell us. Let's see. Maybe you will think this is what we are thinking. Actually, see what we are thinking. We are thinking that this is not good. So if I care for a brother or sister, you should be able to tell. When we don't care for a devotee or a brother or sister, when we don't care for somebody, and the person is doing something wrong, we keep quiet. Keeping quiet does not mean one is humble. It means you have a very deep hatred for the person. You want the person to continue to do the wrong thing until the person falls into trouble and leaves the movement. Very good. Yeah. It's gone now. I know it's a very bad devotee. So we contributed to the bad that devotee is doing. We have contributed a lot. In any environment that we belong to, any environment, anything which is positive, they will, all of us contribute to it. There may be principal personality who is heading, but every good thing, every bad thing, everyone contributes to it, the success or failure. So for a responsible person, we should all contribute to the good. We should also contribute to resolve the bad. So if you care for a person that I'm a brother, a sister's keeper, I should be able to behave nicely myself, to encourage every person, and we should advise others so we can also behave nicely. That shows that we care for each other. Not that I care for you, so you're doing something wrong, I keep quiet so that we don't break our relationship. Because if I tell you, they're going to hate me, therefore I shouldn't tell you. So we can continue to keep our mundane relationship. That is not a friend, it's not friendly. It's a mundane relationship, not a good relationship. Because it will not help you, it won't help the other person. You are acting on the mundane level, on a pure level. We tell each other the right thing. We should tell each other the right thing. The good thing, we should tell. You see how Krishna's door is on? Want to hear something? One day, Arjun was appreciating his friendship with Krishna. He was appreciating that. Arjun was enjoying that in his mind, very seriously. But Krishna saw that. I know that they are equal friends, and maybe sometimes our friendly talk will not penetrate. So Krishna didn't talk. So one day Krishna said, Partha, let's have a stroll down. So Arjun came. So Arjun and Krishna, they were strolling. And then they came upon Jakar. Jakar was going around with dead body. Going around. Smelling the head. Come on, smell the mouth. Smell the nose. Smell the eyes. Smell the hands. Came to the feet and smelled the feet. So I just laughed. Look at this foolish Jacob. So foolish. Yeah, you have your food and not eating. Don't worry. A tiger will come very soon and you also become the feast for the tiger. Now you have seen your own food instead of you to eat. You're not eating. You're a fool. So Krishna called the jackal. Come, my friend. Arjuna was looking at Krishna. Why are you calling this foolish? This foolish animal who does not know anything. You call it a foolish animal here. Yeah. Krishna didn't mind it. So the jackal came. And Krishna said, my dear friend, I know that dead body is your food. And here you have nice. Is it that you're not hungry? Why are you not eating? The jackal said, my dear Lord, I know that dead bodies are my food. I know. But for me, I don't eat boga. I'm a jackal, but I don't eat boga. So I smelled the head to see if this person, while he was alive, he was going to temple to offer obeisances to you. So I smelled the head. I smelled the eye to see whether this person was going to see a deity in the temple when he was alive. Was he going to see? Was he using a hand for devotional service? Was he dancing kirtan with the feet? He was taking only prasadam. That's why I examined the dead body carefully. And it's boga. That's why I didn't eat. So Krishna looked at Arjuna. Arjuna was shocked. Huh? You see, Krishna didn't speak here, but he used the jackal to speak. It's intelligence. If Krishna would have spoken to Arjuna, he would argue. So he didn't do that. He created a different situation, and the message entered into Arjuna very deeply. Arjuna was shocked. Hey, I made a mistake. I was thinking this is a fool. It is me who is a fool. So we are fools, and our foolishness makes us to think that I'm the best and all of you are fools. Right? That's why everybody thinks the material. I'm the most intelligent person now, and all of you are fools. So Jakar was engaged to teach us this lesson. Don't look down on anything. Don't look down on anything. Anything. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sulinath Bhakti Dhira Damodara Maharaj ki
jai.
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Swami Charasi ki jai.